This is Twit.
June has been Reval month for this podcast. We kicked off the month on the 6th with the Kaseya saga. And then because the crypto underlying Reval's Sodino Kibi malware appeared to be uniquely powerful and well-designed, we took it completely apart last week with our podcast, Reval's Clever Crypto. So it's fitting, I think, that we wrap up this third in a row podcast focused upon Reval's own apparent wrap-up, which occurred suddenly and without apparent warning or notice, not that there would have been any way for them to give us any, early last week. But I guess they could have put up a sign saying goodbye. They didn't do that. As we were laying out the details last week of Reval's cryptographic architecture, the Reval gang was packing their virtual bags. The first anyone outside of the Reval organization knew of this was when, at, interestingly, 8 a.m. Moscow time, all of Reval's online infrastructure disappeared at once. Attempts to access their onion-routed Tor site returned the message, "Onion site not found," with the detailed error code 0xFO, so hex F0, which is the requested onion service descriptor can't be found on the hash ring, and therefore the service is not reachable by the client. Being the internet, sites sometimes come and go as infrastructure is changed and updated. We see that from time to time. You know, I try to keep GRC's forums, the web forums, and the server up, but you know, you got to do your updates every so often. So yeah, you can get little glitches. And of course, onion sites are no exception. The Tor project's Al Smith, who manages communications and fundraising for Tor, told Bleeping Computers, Lawrence Abrams, Bleeping Computers founder, that receiving this error generally means that the onion site is offline or disabled. But that to know for sure what it means, you'd need to contact the onion site's administrator. But it wasn't just the Tor site that disappeared at 8 a.m. Moscow time. All of Reval's infrastructure shut down and went offline simultaneously. Reval's regular public internet-facing side, now that's the non-Tor, I saw the term being used, ClearSight, which I thought was cool. That's like, you know, clear or, you know, plain text, clear text, ClearSight. That's decoder.re. It also disappeared at the same time, and the official Malware Hunter Team Twitter account later tweeted the next day, quote, "Reval's clear web payment site, decoder.re, was already down 8 to 9 hours ago," and he was tweeting 8 or 9 hours later, "with not only the server down or no A record, no DNS response at all." And in reply, Jamie Blasco, who's with AT&T's Alien Labs cybersecurity group, tweeted, "No DNS records, but previous A record server," he had kept a record of it, and that was 82.146.34.4, "is still up." And then he said, parens, "only SSH open." And then he said, "and likely actor controller name server, ns1.gopro.dns.top, also up, only SSH." Okay, so the point there is, this means that no one tripped over a cord somewhere, right? And like caused a power failure and no one noticed it. You go up a few levels and the servers that were previously supplying the data are themselves still online. But the services that they were previously offering have been terminated. Now, recall that XSS was that Russian language speaking hacking forum that had previously changed its policies, deciding to stop hosting malware forums and discussion after that mess that DarkSide made with its high publicity attack on, oh, actually, it's one of Dark Side's affiliates attacked Colonial Pipeline and brought down the whole eastern seaboard of the U.S. Energy, oil, petroleum infrastructure. Okay, well, later last Tuesday, a representative from the Lockbit ransomware gang posted to that XSS forum that it was rumored the Reval gang erased their servers after learning of a government subpoena. Leaping Computer obtained an English translation of the Russian posting, which read, quote, "Upon uncorroborated information, Reval server infrastructure received a government legal request forcing Reval to completely erase server infrastructure and disappear. However, it is not confirmed," unquote. And then, shortly after that, the XSS forum's administrator banned Reval's public-facing representative, who was known under the name Unknown, from the forum. Attempting to look up that forum member shows banned in the forum software. I've been watching, as I imagine many of us have, the saber rattling that U.S. President Biden has been doing relative to these apparently Russia-based and at least tacitly allowed ransomware cyber attacks against the West. We do know that it's true that due to Biden's lifelong participation in U.S. national politics and his 8-year stint as Obama's VP, that he actually does have a working relationship with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. So it may well be that Biden's reported soft ultimatums, which have been getting a little less soft recently, that if Russia doesn't do something about this internally, the U.S. would take some actions ourselves or themselves, has been effective. In full display in front of the press, following the signing of an executive order at the White House recently, Biden said, quote, "I made it very clear to him," meaning Putin, "that the United States expects when a ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, we expect them to act if we give them enough information to act on who that is." So, although we don't have definitive proof that Reval is gone, we're now disappearance plus 1 week, and Reval has not returned. So, this was clearly deliberate. An NS lookup of their public-facing decoder.re still returns an NX domain error. No DNS resolution for a domain of that name. While we'll likely never know what triggered Reval's sudden departure from the ransomware scene, more to the point is what happens next. We've seen ransomware groups like Babook and DarkSide shut themselves down, more or less voluntarily, due to increased scrutiny and pressure from law enforcement. DarkSide really, as we know, stepped in it when one of their affiliates took down Colonial Pipeline's operation. And we're now seeing more socially responsible, if you can believe that, choosing of attack victims for exactly that reason. Attacking infrastructure of any kind, energy, healthcare, or education, tends to rouse the bear. So what we're seeing is that fame for a ransomware group is a double-edged sword. Under today's evolving ransomware affiliation model, a group needs sufficient reputation to be able to attract the best and most capable affiliates. But at the same time, to any degree possible, they also want to remain as far under the radar of their hosting country's law enforcement as possible, and if, by extension, under the radar of the world. After the Babook ransomware gang shut down and disbanded over disagreements about how their attacks were being conducted, a contingent of that group later relaunched under Babook version 2.0. And remember that Reval themselves is already in its second incarnation. Many of its group members were part of the earlier GandCrab ransomware group, which was shut down only to later be reborn as Reval. Just as the Colonial Pipeline attack was too much and forced the shutdown of DarkSide, the massive ransomware disasters that were enabled first by the attack and shutdown of that meatpacker, JBS Foods, and then by the Kaseya server breaches, made Reval a household name overnight. And that's not what any ransomware operation wants to be. They want and need to operate in the shadows, hidden by Tor and by Bitcoin and by a layer of intermediate affiliations. Given the maturity of the GandCrab Reval malware platform, Sodino Kibi, and the amount of money that can be extorted through the ransomware model, I won't be surprised if this group doesn't take away a few lessons from the DarkSide Colonial Pipeline, JBS Foods, and Kaseya overachievements to somehow arrange to throttle future attacks so that they can remain diffuse and effective while also remaining well beneath any one government's radar. I expect they're not gone for good.
Yeah, I think this is, a rebranding. How about?
Yep.
It's too much money to leave on the table, but obviously they're scared of the whole thing, and they don't want to go to Russian jail, so they're going to play it low and show up somewhere else, I think.
A site that we should tell you about, Leo, because I told everybody last week, it's a week old or not long old, called Ransomware. You might want to bring it up. It's .re. So ransom, .re, ransomware. It's a new employee of the firm that we talked about, formed by Alex Stamos and Chris Krebs.
Chris Krebs.
Anyway, one of their new employees put up this site. And what's interesting is that it shows their, in fact, it was at 60 million last week. Now it's at 92.
So none this week. Last month, this is tracked ransomware payments. And I presume they're just tracking Bitcoin accounts and that kind of thing. But all time.
Yeah,
is 92.5.
I believe it was at 60. Believe it was at 60 last week. So what they're doing? If you scroll down, they have basically a database of payments. Oh, okay. Now the bar is completely different. That first one was NetStalker.
Now it's Conti. Yeah,
Conti's number one.
And then our evil Sodina.
Okay.
DarkSide. So
they had,
you're getting more data probably.
Yeah. They had a ransomware in the first place that was very suspicious to me. So I'll bet it was a bad record that they fixed. It makes much more sense that Conti would be in number one and Reval in number two. Anyway, so basically it is a ransomware tracking site, tracking payments and Bitcoin addresses, and people are able to submit events that they're aware of in the hopes that this will create a public clearinghouse of ransomware events. The thing that brought that site to mind is that the scope of the dollars, Leo, as you were saying, unfortunately, it makes too much money.
Right. It's just too much money. It's funny because Lisa and I were watching a movie, relatively recent movie, about armored car robberies. And I realized you don't hear a lot about that anymore because why are you going to risk your life for a couple of million when you can completely anonymously, make 20, 30 million? Just like that with ransomware. Yeah. All the smart crooks, anyway, are going cyber. Why carry a gun? That's dangerous.
We've just started to watch a series called Startup.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just finished it. Yeah.
And we just started at 7.9 on IMDb, so that clears the bar for me. We just started. We're two episodes in, but it made me think of that because we're talking about, you know, crooks and cryptocurrency.
You'll laugh at some of the tech boners, but you'll be very interested, I think, in what happens at the end of season two. That's all I'm going to say. But it rings a bell.